Father God, we thank you for the prophetic prayer declaration. We decree and declare this is the day of the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their family. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the Lord, the love of the Lord surround and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our family lives. We decree and declare fruit bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relations. Moderator, please open the line so we can speak.
Oh, yes.
And I'm going back in, let me out now. I don't know what time he going to come from back there, but I'm going back in.
I'm sorry, people of God, I interrupted the line. Please stop having conversation during this prayer. If you have to have conversation, drop your call. Thank you. Let's resume.
Thank you, Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Father God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for this space that you have created, Father God, for all of your people to come together in prayer. Father God, we thank you for the Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God, for being a stand for ministry, Father God. We thank you for the globalization of the prophetic, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for shedding a spotlight here, Father God, not only for the intercession and the interceders that stand in the gap on tonight, Father God, but all those that come together on one accord, Father God, agreeing for your people on tonight, Father God. We thank you for the blessed of the Lord, Father God. We thank you for the healed of the Lord, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you have blessed us going and coming, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you make us the head and not the tail, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the prosperity that you have blessed your people with in this hour, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for all of those that are the sick and shut in, Father God, all of those that have been mentioned on tonight, Father God, all of those that stand here on tonight, Father God. We stand in the gap, Father God, for your people, and we thank you for the healed of the Lord, Father God. We thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross, Father God, for your people, Father God, for your people's healing on tonight, Father God. Father God, you know the needs of each and every person represented here tonight, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, on tonight for answered prayer. Father God, we thank you for miracles, God, where there is no miracles, Father God. We thank you for peace where there is no peace, Father God. We thank you for deliverance, Father God, on tonight, Father God, for you healed us of all of our diseases, Father God. And we thank you for that, God. We're claiming, God, healing on tonight. We're claiming the prosperity of your people, Father God. We're claiming, Father God, the obedience of your people on tonight, Father God. We're claiming, Father God, that you will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh within us, Father God. And we know, Father God, that it is your power that works within us. And God, we thank you for the authority that you've given us on tonight, Father God, to take back your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for deliverance on tonight, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all people, Father God, all over the world, Father God. We thank you for your youth, Father God, that you're calling forth in this hour. Father God, we thank you for the babies, God, that are being born in this hour, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the blessings that you have placed on their life, Father God. We thank you, Father God, and we love you, Father God, for first loving us, Father God. And this, God, we ask it and we know it, Father God. We claim it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we just come to you, Lord God, just giving you all the honor. We give you all the glory. And we give you all the praise, Father God, for you give us the blessings, Lord God, that make us rich and add us no sorrow. And we thank you, Father God, for there is no good thing that you will keep from us, Lord God. So in that, we thank you for the goodness and mercy that shall follow us all of our days, Lord God. We thank you for the covering of the families, Lord God. We thank you for covering the families that are grieving, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the transitions that's made it, Lord, that's gone on, Lord God, to be with you, that you just touched those families. Lord God, we just thank you for the restoration, Lord God, for you restoreth our soul. We thank you, Father God, for showing us where to go and where to step, Lord God, and letting us know that our foot should not dash against thy rock, and we shall not stumble, and we shall not fall, Lord God, and that whatever the enemy has set up, Lord God, he shall fall in his own trap, and you shall turn him on his head, Lord God, for the seed of Eve, Lord God, shall bruise his head, Lord God, and I just thank you for the things that you're doing, Lord God, as we begin to knock on the door, Lord God, we thank you for opening it, Lord God, as we begin to ask. We thank you, Father God, for giving it to us, Lord God. As we begin to seek, we thank you, Father God, for showing us that we shall find. We thank you for the discovery, Lord God. We thank you for the new treasures. We thank you, Father God, for the gold that is locked within us that we shall discover as we begin to seek your face. And as we begin to humble ourselves, Lord God, and pray, we just thank you for what you're bringing forth. For the prayers of the righteous availeth much, Lord God. We just thank you for the anointing, Lord God, the blessing, Lord God. And as we prepare all of the vessels, Lord God, and gather all of the pots, we thank you for the pouring of the oil that shall overflow, Lord God, and we should thank you for not allowing our vats to run dry. We thank you, Father God, for blessing the children and covering them, Lord God, in this time, Lord God, as they begin to enter into the space of the school year ending, Lord God, we just thank you for giving them the intelligence, Lord God, and open their minds so that they may do well in school and pass on, Lord God. And we just thank you for those who are on the sick and shut in list, and we thank you for those who need your healing in their family, in their mind, their hearts, their bodies, their souls, even financially. We just thank you, Father God, for being our strong towers. We stand in the gap for your people. Impress upon our hearts what it is that they need help with, Lord God, as we bring it forth to you. We are your servants, and the word is in our mouths. So we thank you for putting us in the right place at the right time, as we are your willing vessels, your living sacrifices. Father God, we just thank you for forgiving us for all of our sins. As we forgive those who sin against us, we thank you for your unconditional love and sending your Son in his resurrection time, Lord God, as we begin to prepare ourselves for the visitation of your Holy Spirit, of your kingdom. And we just thank you, Lord God, and I love you unconditionally because you first loved me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you that I'm able to come before your throne and your presence with all the prophets and prophetess on the line. I thank you, Father God, for Archbishop Master Prophet Eben R. Jordan, our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. I thank you, Father God, for being Jehovah Rapha, who heals all on the prayer request list and who aren't mentioned. I thank you for giving an extra portion and strength to Baby Lanai, Shantae Young and her family, Lord. Keep them and give them strength, Father God, in this time. I thank you, Father God, for just your Son being a yes, for you giving us your Son, and as he became a yes for all mankind worldwide, I thank you for that, Father God. I thank you for just you being able to peel off the layers of all of us on this call, healing the hearts of your people worldwide. Thank you for just being an awesome God, Father God. I thank you for the angels that you have in place for each and every one of us, Father God. May they continue to cover us all. I thank you, Father God, for who you are, and I love and honor and praise who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We give you praise, honor, and adoration. As we continue to, Father, to lift up our eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. We thank you, Father, for your grace and mercy. Father, and the prophetic song, my God, that is resonating in our hearts, in our spirit, and in the atmosphere, Father, and throughout the nations. We thank you, Father, for expansion. We thank you for growth. We thank you for elevation. We thank you for promotion, Father. Know that promotion neither comes from the east nor from the west nor from the south. But God, you the judge, you sets up one, you take on another. We thank you, Father, for your righteous establishing within governments, Father. For you send a spirit for those who are in authority, Father, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life. And this gospel of the Lord will be proclaimed to the ends of the earth as a witness of, Lord, your death, burial, and resurrection. We thank you for this resurrection season, Father, where there's victory to the lives of your people. Because, Father, you said, and there are all these things, Father, we are more than conquerors. Because of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, who have conquered, my God, death, hell, and the grave. We thank you, Father, for your keys, my God, to your kingdom. And Father, Lord, we thank you for your anointing that rests upon our lives. We thank you, Father, for the open doors. We thank you, Father, that you are the door. And Lord, you are the door to the sheepfold. And Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that your sheep hear your voice and they follow you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Archbishop Eben R. Jordan and lead him and Pastor and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father. And that, Lord, the vision and the global vision that you're providing, my God, global provision, Father, because you are our Jehovah Jireh. We thank you for the healing, my God, which is the children's bread, released upon those who are sick and afflicted in bodies, my God. For your word declare many are the affliction of the righteous, but you, the Lord, delivers out of them all. We thank you, Father, for every family member representative, my God, even prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, prophetess and Mother Mary Barian, Father, that you're strengthening, my God, and rejuvenating their spirit, my God, even as you said in your word, you're going to renew our youth in old age in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father, for every fledgling. We thank you for the prophetic order, my God, of my life and the expansion that is and the growth that has taken place as you continue, Lord, to let us grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your grace upon the lives of your people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Well, a man robbed God, yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings, ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all ye, all the tithes, into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Malachi 3:8-12. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to come before your presence. Father God, we thank you for the strength that you give us to move forward powerfully. We thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet Ibanez Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for the legacy of all family members that is represented on this line this morning. Father, we thank you that we're casting out all fear and we're moving in our absolute faith. For we know that you are our shepherd and we shall never need, lack, or want for anything on this earth. We thank you for your son that said yes to mankind. We thank you for the company of prophets. We thank you for prophecology. We thank you for the fledglings, and we thank you for the mothers that that gives us strength and wisdom as we move forward. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Habakkuk 3:19. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. And my prayer is for strength, inner strength today. Father God, I pray that you will strengthen everyone on this line, God, everyone with power and for your glory, glorious might, Lord. Thank you for the endurance and give us patience, God. And we believe you, Lord God, that you will fight for us and that you will be with us as we go through trials and tribulations, God. Just strengthen your people, Lord. Everyone on the line, strengthen them, God. God, we're in perilous, troubling times, God, but we know that you are with us. You said you never leave us nor forsake us, and we thank you for your presence, God. Thank you for the courage that you give us, God. Thank you for your presence in our lives and for the journeys that we might be going through even on tomorrow, God. And we thank you for this day that you have made, God. Thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah, and for their vision, God, and for allowing us to come together in unity and being able to pray. God, we ask the Holy Spirit to make your presence known to us. Holy Spirit, everyone on the line, make your presence known. God, we know there are obstacles and uncertainties that we may not be able to overcome, God, but we know that with your presence and with your strength, we can overcome anything, God. Thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. Thank you for invigorating our faith, O God, for it is by your faith that we are able to go through any challenges, God. We trust you, Lord, and we thank you for your presence. We know that you will never lead us astray, God. Thank you for always being near for us all the time, God. And we pray for even more strength, O God. We pray for even more faith, God. You said you give every man a measure of faith. Let us live in that measure of faith. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Jeremiah 50, verse Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 34. Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. Heavenly Father, as we come before you on this beautiful, blessed day that you have created, Lord, I thank you that we're all able to gather together in unity. I thank you that you're able to continue to give us your abundance and love, the new mercies that we see each and every day, that you give us the dawning of a new day and the morning light. Heavenly Father, I thank you that we're able to come boldly before your throne and make these requests known unto you. And so I thank you in advance for the answers that are coming to us as well. Lord, I thank you for the increase of the wealth. I thank you for the wealth of the wicked that is stored up for the righteous and is being given to us even now. Lord, I thank you for the greater power. I thank you for the greater clarity. And I thank you for correction as well. Lord, I thank you for our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet Ibn R. Jordan and his lovely wife, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and what you continue to do in their lives as well. I thank you for the elevation. I thank you for the power. And I thank you for the stand that is taking place as well. And for us being unmovable, unshakable, and unstoppable, and a force to be reckoned with, being beacons of light as we continue to walk in your love, and as we continue to spread forth that and do that which you have called us to do. And Lord, I ask you to continue to watch over and bless each and every person that is representing a household on this line, Lord. I thank you in advance for the generations to come forth as well and do what you require them to do. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray as we say, amen and amen.
Father God, I thank you for this day that I'm able, along with the prophets, to give you thanks for everything that's in our life, Father God. We thank you for every lesson of life, Father God, that comes to build and strengthen us, Father God. We thank you for your gift of grace. Every day we can move in that, Father God, and we honor you for that, God. We thank you for covering everyone on the prayer list, Father God. You know their names and their spirit, Father God. Some things we have never even heard of, Father God, but we know that you know all things, Father God, and we're trusting you to send the angels of grace, mercy, rescue, and healing to their sides, Father God, to do the things, Father God, that our faith says it can do. It can heal and bring everyone to wholeness. We thank you for the families that are on the line, Father God, that come reaching out, crying out, Father God, for we touch and agree, Father God, believing that they are answered and they shall rejoice also. We are rejoicing, Father God, in advance because we know that we know that we know that all is well when you are in the midst, and we thank you, God. We thank you for the spiritual elevation for all of us, Father God, that we're able to go out into the world to be witnesses and to bring people to the kingdom, Father God, for your glory, God. Hallelujah. We decree and declare love for hate, God. We decree and declare love for evil, God. Oh, Jesus, we decree and declare love for racism in this world, Father God. Those things that start and trickle down, Father God, we chop them off at the root, Father God, and we rebuke the devil, God. We rebuke him in the name of Jesus, trying to interfere in our lives. We don't receive that, Father God, for we stand in love, strength, peace, God, and we give your name the glory. We thank you for covering our Archbishop Jordan and our Pastor Jordan in their travels as they go to and fro, Father God, to minister to the world, Father God. We thank you in advance for the prophets that will be in place that are fit, Father God, for the task that the prophet said, because you said, God, that television shall be his portion, God. Oh, and we thank you, God, for the lives that are coming to salvation, God. And we thank you for your love, your honor, and your strength, Father God, that you have placed in us. We thank you, God, for healing and love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out our transgressions, wash away all of our iniquity and cleanse us from our sin. Father, we thank you right now for your grace and your mercy, God. We thank you, Father God, as we come before you, Father God, with a clean heart, God. We ask, God, that you create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. We come before you, Father God, and come into your presence, touching and agreeing, God, believing, God, that everything that we ask for, that it is already done, and it has already been done, Father God, on the cross. We thank you for the prayer list. We thank you, Father God, that you are mighty to save, and Father God, you will deliver, God. We thank you, Father God, for healing as the children's bread, and Father God, we claim healing, Father God. We pray that you fortify the spirit of every person on this line. We pray that you strengthen every person in this line, God. We thank you, Father God, for faith, Father God, because, Lord, you said where sin abounded much, grace abounded much more. Father, we are not concerned with what we see, but we walk by faith and not by sight, God. And we thank you, Father God, where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing that it shall be done. We pray, Father God, for Syria this evening, God. We pray, Father God, that you'd loose and dispatch the angels, Father God, that protect and govern over that country, Father. We pray, Father God, that you will hide them under the shadow of the Almighty, God. We pray, Father God, that you will hide the children, God. You will hide, God, the defenseless, God. You will hide the widow woman, Father. And Father God, you said in your word, Father God, that true religion is to the widow woman and to the fatherless. Lord, we pray, God, that you will continue to protect Syria, that you will continue to protect this nation, God. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, for the governing angels that govern over the United States. We release the warring angels over our cities, Father God, and we dispatch the angels over our lives, God. We thank you, Father God, that we call into existence and speak those things as if they were, God. We thank you for peace, God. We thank you for joy, God. We thank you for strength, God. We thank you for elevation. We thank you for protective custody, Father God, by your Holy Spirit and the angelic host, God. We thank you, Father God, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you that your grace is sufficient, God. We thank you, Father God, that you have made a way where there is no way, God. We thank you, Father God, for your everlasting love, God. We thank you, Father God, for Nisi, because you are our banner, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, God. We thank you that the provision has already been made and God set in order. We thank you for divine order, balance, and symmetry, God. We call those things into existence, God. We speak your word and we make declarations, Father God, through your word, because your word will never return unto you void, God. We thank you, Father God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet. And we thank you for elevation in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And Father, we prophesy even now for the healing of your people. We prophesy deliverance to every captive. We prophesy victory in every legal matter, victory in every court case, victory in every bankruptcy court, victory in real estate favor, victory in employment application, victory in every health scare, God, victory over every demise in marriages and relationships. We decree and declare restoration in family, restoration in community, restoration in financial matters, restoration, Father God, in health, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for Archbishop. We thank you for Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan. We thank you for our first family. We cover them. We strengthen them. We bless them. We protect them. We honor them. God, move by your Spirit. Let your blessings be upon them even now. Father God, a wall of fire protection be about them, impenetrable wall of fire about them, and all that concerns them. So we strengthen their hands and we undergird them, God. As you continue to stretch them as they globalize the prophetic, God, cause us to be in line. Be in line and be in order as we walk in step and don't break rank. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophetess Olivia, the announcements, please. You may be speaking on mute. Prophetess Olympia, can you do the announcement?
Amen and amen. Prophetess Olympia is here. Amen and amen. We want to join our very own Master Prophet tomorrow morning for a powerful conference call. 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then we have our Pop Life Power Prayer, 12 noon, Monday through Friday. And we also, we'll be right back here for our Midnight Cry with our very own Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And if there's any prayer requests that you'd like to submit, you can go to PastorDeborahJordan.com. That's www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. Amen. Prophet Zelene.
Amen. And you want a text to give. Amen. Get your seed in the ground, people of God. Your seed of goodness and mercy. Your 103, your 1003. Amen. Your first fruit. Amen. 1 week salary. Amen. W-E-A-K salary. So God can turn it into abundance for you. Amen. 646-762-0433. Amen. Let's stretch and let's support, amen, as our Archbishop and leading lady are globalizing the prophetic. Amen. This broadcast, rather telecast, that's coming forth. Amen. It is not free. Amen. And we must support what God is doing in this season. Amen. God holds us accountable for sustaining, amen, what is blessing us. Amen. And who you sustain will determine how you are maintained. Amen and amen. People of God, thank you for being on the call. Company of Prophets, amen. Thank you for your faithfulness. Amen, Archbishop and Lady Deborah honors and appreciates your service. Amen, and I love you to life. God bless you is our prayer. Have a wonderful Tuesday is our prayer. God bless you. Peace.